Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
What's up, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to the Swolecast. We are in season 2021. I don't even know what year. Is this year 8 for the Swolecast? It's year 7 or year 8. Too many years. Who would have thought we're still going? This is Peter's third year with us. So still not canceled, still going strong here. And we're going to be with you. Like, guys, this is the first look. This is the first look show. This is the only show you need to listen to and watch to prepare for the season or for your week that you're going to be having. Tuttle, how are you doing today?
No, I'm doing well. No other shows, no other
first look
industry shows. No other first look shows in the industry. We are the only ones doing this, and we will give you expert analysis.
Tuttle, you're looking extra comfortable right now.
Yeah, I had to get a new chair. Yeah. Got too fat for my other one a few months ago. Broke my other one and had been too lazy to get a new one until now.
You want to give a free plug to the people?
Secret Lab. Enjoy it. Yeah.
You have a promo code, Tuttle.
What kind of material is that? Secret Lab.
I don't know.
Is that the synthetic leather upper?
No, it's not. This is like cloth. The different fat. No, it's better. It's better.
Top notch. All right. Good plug there. Peter, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I did a show with the former Evan Silva, the former host of the Swolecast. And he said, are you guys still doing this show? So I just want to say, Silva, yes, we still are doing this show.
Better than ever.
Honestly, it's a fair question to ask. You're leaving for Vegas in an hour, so we have a hard out. So we can't go over. We have to end right when we're supposed to. So we're going to keep this puppy on track. Davis, how are you doing?
You know, I'm doing great, man. I am excited to be having my nose in the spreadsheets, been working on the projections all day. It's a lot of work, you know, making sure the fifth wide receiver for the Washington football team is projected appropriately, because if someone comes in and sees a 5% Cam Sims market share when it should be 4.5, let me know. I'm going to hear about it. So that's been my week. My week is better than Tuttle's, though, because Tuttle right now is having to work on MLB ownership. So GG's.
Yeah. tune into the show later tonight, guys. Excited to talk baseball with you on rotogrinders.com. Everybody loves to play MLB DFS in September.
Remember when they called it like when it was like Fish Tuesday, like Free Money Tuesday after every Monday night, because there was no just Sunday only. It was, you know, Thursday through Sunday and then Sunday and Monday. But everyone would get their money on Tuesday. and then play in the MLB contest. And they called it Free Money Tuesday, which I think lasts for a season. The next couple of seasons weren't so free money, at least as I can recall. You like free money? You use promo code Grinders on BetMGM, the presenting sponsor here for the Swolecast. Shout out to BetMGM for somehow wanting to attach their name to the show. We appreciate them. And we're going to get some of the guys' picks later on as far as like their locks. Davis said he has one can't miss bet. Bet the mortgage, bet the
he said money back guaranteed from Davis, individual money back guarantee.
I'm doing what Ryan Hodge does, where Hodge gets your deposit code, and then if you lose, he ships you the change back.
Yeah. Davis is going to ship you one goon of Balatroon.
No, absolutely. I will not be paying the gas to send anyone a goon.
I've never seen someone go from a goon to a per maxi so quickly.
Dude, I mean, imagine listening to Carlini and hearing him like describe the purr economy and not being like, I need to own every purr that exists. It's unbelievable.
But you really kind of just rug pulled your goon friends. You know, Leone's sitting here with his Bursty Bears Abbey by himself now.
Look, if the price goes up, I'll switch back.
This is the first week one we've had involving also like NFTs and other weird things. Usually it's just football.
I wonder what the high stakes DFS streets are going to be like, considering everyone's just like printing like 900x. Like, you know, how can you pay attention to an NFL lock if there's like a big project that's minting?
The best thing that happened to DFS are these high gas fees. Like, that is the best thing, because then it's like I'm not even gonna worry about it.
Well, that's what I was talking to Brian Hooper this morning. I was like, can you imagine if DraftKings had the ability to deposit ETH? Like the amount of action we could get flooding in with all these NFT rich bros.
Yeah, because like one like high stakes contest is like 0.3 ETH.
Yeah.
Like a Thunderdome is like what a high stakes ETH whale like spends in gas every day.
Yeah.
All right. Promo code Grinders for BetMGM. Davis, let's get to it now. People have waited long enough. What's the big bet that you have that's not gonna miss?
So the week one game that I have bet with my own Ethereum is the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Houston Texans. I think this line is not accounting for just how bad the Houston Texans are going to be. I think that the Houston Texans are going to be the 2021 answer to the Jets, where every week the books make them deeper and deeper dogs and just beg you to take them. And everyone sharp on Twitter, like the guys who have their betting models, are like, got to take the Jets here. Like, my model has this as like 2.5 points, like you got to bet it. And they just get embarrassed and they lose by a million points. And they're just running the ball with Mark Ingram in the fourth quarter down 21 points.
Look at that. Davis already week one going after all the sharps out there and their stupid models.
I need updates on the wide receiver. I will say I bet this at 2.5. It's 3 now. Obviously you don't like it as much at 3.
So you're not moving lines.
I think that a lot of people, a lot of squares had the same thought that I did, which is just shovel it in against the Texans.
All right. Tuttle, you got any big picks for us? Are you saving it for the terrible takes?
I don't have any week one bets. I did place a long shot bet on the Washington football team to win the NFL championship. With the idea of hedging after they when they're getting to the playoffs and win their first round game, wild card game. Okay. But yeah, I got no week one bets currently.
All right. I do have a bet, and this is the best Titans for sure.
Titans.
It's not Titans, although I do think Titans roll here.
No way. You don't.
I will be at this game, by the way. Wow. I'll be at this game. And what better to tilt, like the best odds you can get on the over right now are at BetMGM. And I think this game goes over 51.5 points. Like, I don't think, like, I don't think Arizona's off or defense can stop Tennessee and vice versa. Like there's going to be so many points. You might have 40 points by halftime. Like there are going to be big plays. I can't wait for this game. If it's like a 20 point or 30 point game, I will be in a dark spot on Sunday. So that's my pick. Peter, you have any picks?
I like Cowboys +8 tomorrow. I feel like that's a big number for a healthy Dak.
I agree.
People asking where they can find me after the Titans game. I will be at the DraftKings VIP party.
No, literally anyone ask?
No, they were thinking about it.
The fans, dude. The fans are just beating down the chat.
Did you guys see?
Where is Soccer Dave?
Did you guys see the DraftKings social app that I am now a recommended follow?
Really? Know they had a
DK Pro. DK Pro paying dividends, bud.
Get that crown verification, guys. I could probably hook y'all up. All right, let's talk about quarterbacks.
The best thing about that is Dave just wants to say that he could hook us up, but absolutely wants to do no work to actually hook us up.
You think
I could hook you up? I need to make a couple calls.
You think Jason, Dave is going to send
Jason,
an email?
Hook these guys up.
What do we think the odds are that if Kitchen reach out to Jason or Kalish right now, that he would get a response? Like what are the odds that he would get a response within 24 hours? Like 0.3%?
No.
I think you'd actually get one.
Yeah. 100% I would get one. Those guys.
I'm still owed a sushi, shouldn't have included sushi lunch with Aguiar, and I haven't gotten it yet.
Aguiar hasn't given you... Aguiar's in Vegas.
All right, I'll bump into him. He's going
to
take
he needs to pay his bets.
I just saw the clip of him against Nick Wright at the poker table. Did you see that one?
No.
It's
pretty bad for Aguiar.
Yeah, I did see those guys are suffering right now because I saw on Aguiar's stories, it was him and Kalish, and they're at a club there in Vegas, and they're getting, you know, they've got tables and they're getting the bottle service.
I know how that goes.
Yeah, right. But instead of, you know, sometimes they have like all sorts of, I don't even know, like the different things, but they had their actual CryptoPunks printed out and like parading it through the club.
They should. Why own a CryptoPunk if you can't tell everyone you know that you own a CryptoPunk?
I kind of agree. I mean, I do. I kind of agree.
If I owned a punk, I would get a tattoo of it.
I want to go to a club with Kitchen and have the bottle service girls come out with Darius Garland posters.
With Darius Garland MGLEs?
Oh, man. Yeah. If or just like a paper... just like Bored Apes with just X's through them. All the Bored Apes
would actually be a really good one to see at the club coming through with all the Mood Cats.
Oh man, like a Pale Pure. It would be awesome. All right. Let's move on to this week. We still got, I mean, obviously Sunday's games. You got a few pieces of news.
Peter, we just weren't gonna do quarterbacks or
no, we're getting to the news, and then we get to quarterbacks, and then we build a lineup, Davis. There's an order to the show. We got to keep it on track. Man. Yeah, news right. And notes.
What are you just asking me to talk about general news things, or did you have a specific topic?
No, like what
news,
are some things
speak
we need
on
to,
it, Peter?
What are we looking like? What are some of the big pieces of news? Like,
okay, news stuff from today. I mean, we had the Latavius Murray release yesterday, which I think it's interesting for where he could potentially land. Tony Jones, definitely much more interesting. As far as tomorrow night, Chris Godwin has a quad injury now. Greg Aumann saying that he doesn't know. We won't know until warmups whether
Peter,
Godwin's going to be good.
We don't do Thursday night news.
It's the new Swolecast. Okay. I actually talked to MGM and they wanted us to feature a little showdown content.
This is like when Silva would start talking about the guys from the late Sunday.
The Chargers.
Thursday to Monday slate.
Well, I was actually thinking of...
Is this the Thursday to Monday slate? Is this the every game?
So the only thing I was thinking about really was the Washington news. Like the Curtis Samuel clip.
Yeah, I mean, Curtis Samuel did not practice today. It is Diami Sisson, if you haven't heard.
Yeah.
What do you call him, Pete?
I call him Dynamic Brown, honestly, because he's just a big play waiting to happen.
He is.
Say the line, Bart.
I was going through and building a couple mock lineups, and this week is tough.
Mock lineups. I don't know if I've ever heard that term before. Yeah. We call it a shell, Dave.
Well, we know Kitchen's not playing them for real money, so that's Kitchen, why
you're playing around. Kitchen, tell us who the first pieces of your mock.
Tell us your shell, bud.
Well, it got to start with the wide receivers because there are some cheapy wide receivers. So that's what I was looking for. Yeah. So, I mean, I think one of the wide receivers I will be watching on Sunday in person, Rondale season.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with Josh Reynolds. Like, I really thought we were pretty close to a Josh Reynolds take.
No. But he is 3K. You've got Marquez Callaway, 3.4K, I believe. And I said the rug pull and the pump and dump of this week. Did you see it, Peter?
Yes, I saw the tweet. I didn't engage with it.
Yeah, well, surprising seeing how aggressively you drafted him all best ball season. It is Terrace Marshall. Do not play Terrace Marshall this week. Like, don't do it.
Okay, bet me Terrace Marshall versus your favorite 3K. Who's your favorite 3K wide receiver?
Don't do this. He's going to take Rondale Moore.
Yeah, I'll take Rondale.
I don't. Okay, not that.
So you know who the rug pull actually is this week?
Who?
It is De'Ami Brown.
Yeah.
100%.
I couldn't get De'Ami to 8 DK points.
No. He doesn't match any of these other. I mean, maybe like a different slate, but this first slate, week one, we literally have like 20 10 playable guys under 5K. Yeah.
I think
he's not close.
Other than Rondale, I honestly think most of the rookie wide receivers are pretty trappy.
Who's taking Terrace Marshall snaps? They cut David Moore. They're not playing two tight ends. Like, I think Marshall is actually not a rug pull. I think he's like a rug up. I think you're pulling the rug on your opponents with Terrace Marshall.
He's still at best like fourth in targets.
Well, he's got to score. He's useless if he doesn't score a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand though. Like, on one point you're saying he's useless as if he doesn't score a touchdown, and then you're saying you can't get De'Ami to 8 points. Like, isn't it the same?
I think I have Terrace Marshall for a 14.5% target share, and I have De'Ami for 9.5.
The difference both in pace of those games too is gonna be
pretty big.
Yeah.
All right. As far as lineup construction goes, Tuttle.
Yeah.
Is it stack season?
Yeah.
Is it what?
Is it stack season?
Is it stack season?
The guys, best part of that is because Tuttle's waded through so much bullshit this offseason, and then we finally get the money question for Tuttle to talk about the slate dynamics, and he goes, yeah.
Is it stack season? Well, but then that's why I was so enthusiastic about it is because then he leads it up with, is it stack season or follow
stack season as far as like game.
Of course
stack.
You're fucking stacking your teams.
We're broadcasting live from 2014. 2014. Yeah,
where stacks are becoming the new hot trend.
Yeah. What do you guys think of these stacks? They're pretty crazy.
Is it game stack season is what, because there are so many values on the board. You're going to have so many points from these values is the reason why I'm asking this question.
Yes, it's game stack season too. Okay. I mean, it does hurt that Arizona, Tennessee is one of the best games to stack on the slate. But Philly, Atlanta, Seattle, Indianapolis, there are a lot of different games you can target for game stacks for sure.
All right. Let's start with quarterbacks. We got everything we needed out of Tuttle.
Let's start. You're going to talk about lineup construction because that's the more interesting.
Well, I did ask about lineup construction and then you enthusiastically answered with, yeah.
No, so because it's kind of, it'll be interesting. Because obvious lineup construction is where you know the fish. If the fish like David can see that there are so many cheap wide receivers and that's the way to go, like,
yep,
it's going to be the lineup construction.
Mike Davis, James Robinson, Aaron Jones, and then play the expensive wide receivers. There's your contrarian roster construction.
Yep, all receiver or all like normal cash game type ish lineups are going to start
CMC,
with
two
high priced running backs, three cheap wide receivers, and then fill in from there. So yeah, to not follow that construction is pretty sharp, I think, in tournaments. So pay up at receiver, go a little cheaper at wide receiver or at running back.
Okay.
Pretty straightforward.
Quarterbacks.
But can you game stack?
Is the game stack the play that you want to do?
I mean, the way the math breaks down is that double stacking, double bring backing in the large field lottos is still good. You get diminishing returns in smaller high dollar contests. So that's like the SPY, the Thunderdome. I think they're running a 5-5-5 because what you find in those is that the field is actually playing in a much more GTO way where they are using that stuff. So like the example that Colin was giving me the other day was, you remember that week where Mahomes had 5 touchdowns against the Jets? 90% of Mahomes teams that week in high stakes single entry contests, I think the Wildcat is the one that he looked at, had one of Mims or the other wide receiver.
Berrios,
yeah. And those guys sucked. Neither of them cracked 10 points. So the team that ended up winning that week was a non-bring back. So I think that you need to be cognizant of, you know, the contest that you're playing in. Like if you're doing lottos, you need to do it. You know, if you're playing in the SPY or whatever, it's a little bit more situationally dependent.
Peter, you want to weigh in on lineup construction?
Yeah, I could still even see, I do agree, it's going to be very studs and duds heavy. I could see people thinking that they're being, you know, contrarian by swapping out one of the elite running backs to a Davante Adams or Hill. I think kind of living in that high to mid tier at wide receiver is probably where you get really contrarian. Dare I say an AJ Brown, you know, the DK Metcalf. I think those are going to be the guys that really go underlooked.
I completely agree with that take. I mean, DK Metcalf will be like, what, 6% on DraftKings or something? Do the Colts have a good corner? Do we have our first? Are you worried? Aren't you worried about Rocky? Aren't you worried about Rock Ya-Sin? Pretty sure he played for the Colts at some point.
One thing to add to that, though, is that so might not be the ownership, but like Davis said, 6% ownership for DK Metcalf. How much of that ownership do you think will be in game stacks or in stacks?
Yeah.
Russ
plus DK. Yeah. Like I would say of that 6%, like at least 70% of it is Russ or Metcalf with Russ.
Right. So even to use some of those guys as one-offs or not part of your primary game stack could be a move too.
Little Jonathan Taylor, DK Metcalf mini correlation.
JT is going to be so forgotten about this week because like people want to pile in on Mixon and then the expensive guys like JT at home against the team that allowed the most plays against last year, like 4%. Like I prefer JT as like the leverage RB play over Henry, who is going to be like the popular leverage tout this week.
Popular tout in period, really. All right. Quarterbacks.
Kitchen, this show has gotten so much worse the less you care about football. Like it's unbelievable how little you care about football.
I care about football.
He's going to the game, like, Davis.
I'm going to the game, and then I'm going to the DraftKings VIP party, Davis. I'm a recommended follow on DraftKings.
The best part is nothing screams I care about the action than like looking forward to the party after more than the game.
Yeah, because they said they've got free food and swag. Like, and I want to know like what some of the perks there are.
You're not
Davis, are you playing on point. Davis? Are you playing on FanDuel this year?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, why not?
Because I took that money out to buy a house.
So after all last year, you're like, you guys, why didn't you tell me that I was such a fish? Because I had been playing on FanDuel. And now...
I mean, I might deposit a little bit on there if they give me a bonus. DK is I'm in negotiations with customer service for a deposit bonus, but if they don't give me one and FanDuel does, I will. But I mean, I spent $60,000 cash for a house and I haven't recouped it yet.
This is classic.
FanDuel's fun.
Yes, it's very fun.
Completely different lineup construction for sure.
It is. No, that's true.
Oh, yeah, I spent a whole season talking about how many fish are on FanDuel, and now you're not even going to play this week. Amazing.
Oh,
this
is
classic Davis Matic right here.
I have money on there. I have money on there for this week, but if I get burnt, you know,
Oh, so you are playing this week.
Not cash. I don't have head-to-head posted on FanDuel.
FanDuel does for people that just like lighting or enjoy lighting cash on fire. They do have the $3 Sunday Million this week, yeah. Which is, it's easier to justify just burning $450 than, you know, the $3K or whatever DK's price point is.
1 million up top, 200,000 to second.
Is it three or three and a half?
Three and a half.
It's like 15,000 to 15,000.
Like, well, three and a half is better than three. At least you almost get to that 25%.
Seventh place gets $6,000.
Oh,
so
I mean, you guys should just run pure like me and chop the Millie Maker 260 ways and have that fund your entries for the year.
I need it for my bio.
That size of tournament, I would consider stacking though.
I think Nick Bird brought something up in the chat though, and I don't know if anyone's thought about this. He said, have you guys ever thought about compounding your bet on a team by actually playing a receiver from the opposing team? Seems like they would be correlated. He calls it a bring back.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
I hadn't
thought of it.
Look it up. All right,
sounds like something Bymore would be into.
Peter's got to get to Vegas, so we have to we've got to get on to quarterbacks here. Quarterbacks, Tuttle, as far as like your top quarterbacks for this week, who are they?
So this is the interesting position on DraftKings, actually.
I agree.
Because Kyle Pitts, I think, is the lock at tight end. Again, you go the two high-priced or three high-priced running backs. Three cheap receivers, and it kind of gives you no man's land or no clear options at quarterback. Jalen Hurts, I think, is probably the leading candidate at his price point. 6,400 in what should be a pretty high-scoring game. He's the guy that stands out price-wise to me there. FanDuel, this is a bit of a hot take, but the guy whose price tag stood out to me most on FanDuel is too cheap, is Trevor Lawrence. He's only 6,800. I'm not saying you have to go this low. I'm sure optimal is probably actually paying up for like a Kyler or even a Russell Wilson type of thing on FanDuel. But Lawrence is too cheap. Like I'm with Davis. I think the Houston team is just like unbelievably bad. And you know, Urban Meyer is probably going to screw it up, but they're so bad, I would not.
He just
surprised.
Is going to want to run the air out of the ball, but you could pretty easily see Lawrence getting there in the first half, like for real.
I did see Tuttle. He's on your value plays this week.
Yeah, for the FanDuel value plays.
Yeah, for the FanDuel. The guy who is the highest like RG value in our Gridiron IQ projections on DK is Mahomes. Do you think he's going to be like chalky? People are forgetting about him.
I don't think he will be chalky.
He won't be chalk.
Quarterback never is either, though, is the other thing. Like all these guys are going to come in around 10%, and that's about it.
Yeah. Like the only guy I ever remember getting like dumb chalky at quarterback was Kyler last year when he was running like 170 yards a game. Like he got pretty up there by the end of that run before he got hurt.
I think favorite for price and ceiling is Burrow at 5,700 on DraftKings. That just seems like the sweet spot there for me.
I don't think he will be very popular either, which is interesting because like everyone from that game is going to be like, people are going to play T, people are going to play Jefferson, Cook, obviously. So like, I think there's something interesting you could do to get weird with that game. Like Burrow, Chase, Thielen. Right. And then you're just like, you're in like a part of the game tree where like no one else is.
And that matches to how their best ball ADP, I got to get the last best ball mention out here before we start the season. But Burrow had been sinking in drafts. Chase had been sinking
so far.
Yeah. Because people just got so spooked by those early reports, Chase dropping balls, all that stuff. So yeah, I think Higgins will be popular, but I like the Burrow Chase angle for sure.
Yeah.
That's my other season-long hot take, season-long bet. Joe Burrow lead the league in passing yards.
I like that.
Yeah, I like
they're
that.
They're gonna pass so much.
Yeah, they're like the budget Cowboys, honestly.
That's why I think in Joe Mixon, man, I feel like he's gonna be kind of like the classic, you know, Derrick Henry type thing where you want to play him when he's low owned and fade when he's super popular, which I know you can say that about a lot of guys, but I don't want to play chalk Joe Mixon. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Sam Darnold would be the other guy. If we're talking about the number of weapons that he has on both sites, on DraftKings and FanDuel, he's not that expensive, especially on FanDuel. Like, he would be the cheap option, but he might also be the chalk option on FanDuel.
He's not going to be chalk. Zero chance.
Who's going to be chalk on FanDuel?
It'll be the high price guys that will be the highest owned on FanDuel for sure, because of the softer salary. So like the Kyler Mahomes, Josh Allen tier.
Is anybody interested in Mac Jones at 4.4 on DK?
No.
Like, who do you pair him with?
Teddy, if you wanted to play a disgusting quarterback, Teddy and Judy is a better fit than Mac Jones, Jacoby Myers, or whatever.
I'll throw Darnold in there too, who I'd prefer at that.
Darnold is the vomit QB play. Yeah.
Revenge, baby.
I mean, I think Mac Jones is fun, but aren't they just going to run so much? Like, is Bill Belichick really going to let him air it out week one?
Yeah.
We don't know.
I need a ruling. So do we get double revenge with Darnold and Robbie Anderson? Is that how that works? Do we get like multipliers?
Compounding revenge.
I think so. Yeah, compounding revenge. I mean, my quarterback take is that Hurts might find himself being very owned in cash games, but I feel like people actually won't want to play him as much in tournaments because they don't want to play. Yeah. They don't want to play Devonta. They don't want to play Rager. They don't know who to play between Ertz and Goddard. And so the angle I like is Hurts and one of the tight ends with Calvin Ridley, because even if people were playing Hurts, they would be more likely to do the bring back with Pitt since he's the really popular Falcons play.
All right, let's create a team on DK real quick. This has to go really quick. Really
quick. Cash game team.
Let me guess, it comes preloaded with Derrick Henry.
I won't pick Derrick Henry, I promise.
We'll let you pick more because we know you got to have one guy that I'm get to see in person in all my lineups.
Tuttle.
Got to stack the game you go to, guys.
Honestly, I'm fine picking Chalky Rondale Moore.
Wow, stealing Kitchen's thunder.
So my kind of take this week is Callaway is going to be the highest owned low price wide receiver because of what he did in the preseason.
Yep.
But and you can play both together. I think that's optimal lineup because construction is playing both together, but I do think Rondale has the better floor than Callaway. Yep.
For sure.
I can see that.
Davis
Callaway is going to be so popular. It's going to be insane.
Yeah, Davis, I've thought about just spamming a bunch of low-priced wide receivers, but not playing
him.
The chalky ones, not playing Callaway, even not playing Rondale Moore, and just spamming all the other cheap guys.
Just to clarify, guys, is this a cash game or a tournament lineup?
No,
this is cash.
Okay, cool. No, that's what I figured.
Don't listen to him. Okay, Peter, who you have?
Okay, let's do my guy Joe Burrow.
Beautiful.
Okay. Davis.
All right. I'm going to take Tyreek Hill.
Seems so we got like Burrow, Moore, Tyreek. Man, you guys like leaving the running back spots open for me, just like it's teasing
dangerous.
Me.
It's really dangerous, actually.
Teasing me to do that. But, no, I'm gonna go with Antonio Gibson.
I like it.
I mean, really are using him like CMC, this is right. Gonna be the cheapest you get him all year.
Exactly. Like if they bring in McKissick or whoever, like to take his all of the third down passing game, like you're screwed. But at under 6K, if they truly view him as like the CMC role, then this is the week that you want to play him. So Burrow, Gibson, Moore, Hill, Tuttle, who you got?
Gonna go chalky again. I like the idea that was brought up in chat of this bring back. Ooh, so assuming we're gonna stack Burrow,
yeah,
I'm gonna go Dalvin Cook as the bring back option here.
into it.
Wow.
I'm gonna have to save us some money in this economy.
Wow.
Well, you got your pick is nice and easy, bud.
Okay. It's nice and easy?
Yeah.
Well, can we? Yeah, let's go.
Well.
Oh, well. Just,
I mean, I did,
by the way, let's assume we're playing a 2K defense.
Okay. Can Falcons. We explore? I know we mentioned the chase, but I think I'm going to go Boyd with Burrow here.
Seems fine.
Oh, yeah, we got
okay. So if you went Boyd, then you've got 54.50 per player at tight end and flex. Davis?
I mean,
Pitts?
No, I don't. I think Pitts is bad without other players from that game because he's got this super wide range of outcomes and he is going to be the most owned tight end. So my preseason take would be to play Zach Ertz, but I don't think I can do it. So I'm going to go Kittle and make us go with a cheap player in the flex.
Is this Kitchen to land the plane here?
Yeah. Okay. Kitchen has lots of opinions so on the $4,400 players.
This would be 46. If we went with Falcons against Hertz, then you would be left with 4,600. Then you'd be like in that Kyle Pitts range.
I can tell you what I would do with this lineup.
Let's hear
if anybody's interested.
I'm very interested.
I would come off Boyd and just double stack her.
Really?
With Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
Oh, I'm on board with that.
This is actually unlikely for us. This is actually probably going to sweep head-to-head cash games. Like, and this then, is actually good.
And we then, can upgrade at defense.
You can upgrade a defense to,
No, it's not really upgrade.
Yeah. I still think I'd want Falcons against Philly.
Yeah, I would entertain Colts at home.
I think the cheapies, it's Falcons at 2K and then Bills up at 2.5.
Yeah, or the contrarian play, if we didn't play Rondell, would be the Titans at home.
Just for sake of transparency, I do want to let everyone know I am tossing this in the 10K Xfinity free football challenge on DraftKings.com.
Don't dupe him.
Don't dupe me, bro.
All right. So if we are moving on to running back, who's going to be the highest owned running back this week?
This guy named Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
You heard of him?
Yeah.
I'm looking. I haven't looked at ownership projections yet. I do my review on Thursdays, David.
Yep.
But looking like we have Kamara, which
I was gonna say Kamara. Like, thought as far as all the steam that he's getting, Latavius being released, I would have thought that Kamara would have been more chalky than CMC.
That's what we have. That's what the numbers say.
I just don't believe it.
I think I could see that because people.
I could see it, but
the narrative is now that like Kamara is going to have this CMC like season, and then you're saving $900. Right. And I think people will enjoy that spending that $900 elsewhere.
Yeah, and on
my first thought is it was bad, but I don't think it is. I think it's potentially legit.
And on FanDuel.
The
difference is a little more like CMC is 10.4K. Like, it's, you can play them on there, but it's a lot easier to get like more studs in at almost 2,000 less Kamara.
You know who's an insanely good play on FanDuel? Can't even believe I'm saying it.
Najee Harris.
Oh, James Robinson, $5,900 against the Texans.
Yeah. He might be
on FanDuel. He's a good value.
He might be chalk though.
Sure.
Because he's so cheap, and most projection systems have him as like the highest points per dollar running back.
I think my GPP take is that it seems unlikely that Trey Sermon gets like 15 carries in week one, and the 49ers are just going to lay waste to the Detroit Lions. Like, the Raheem Mostert is like both sites, just like such a good play.
And Mostert has to be like the best tournament play at running back. until he gets the Swolecast bump, and then he's unplayable.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys still doing that show?
We put him in the lineup, but Dalvin Cook also against Cincinnati. Like, how difficult is it to play two high-priced running backs? And then
it's not difficult. It's what we've been telling you
on DraftKings. It's not difficult at all.
So let's see. If you play Dalvin, so would you play three or two 3K guys at wide receiver?
You play three. Rondale Callaway and Marvin Jones will be the
Marvin Jones.
That's the trap of all traps.
Normies love Marvin Jones.
Yeah, I'm cool not playing Marvin Jones, but he was the guy getting
he'll be very popular.
Steam, yeah.
Yeah. Dan Bach has been pretty outspoken on Twitter saying that he is the guy that's going to emerge out of this Jacksonville. He's the guy that you want.
I didn't know he was the guy that you want. I mean, like, Pete, isn't it set up so good for us to just profit off Visca in this slate? Like 6% owned, easiest matchup in the world. Everyone is playing Marvin Jones, and it's just like Visca's just gonna smash.
Think of all the things you could get excited about. I mean, granted, they do lose ETN, but the thing you're gonna get excited about is Marvin Jones.
Is Marvin Jones?
Not Trevor Lawrence, not Visca, not a healthy DJ Chark, not Tavon Austin. I mean, come on, Dan, find something better to get excited about.
He would have been excited about Tavon Austin. He was just giving advice.
I don't think it was him being excited about it. I think he was just lending his boots on the ground take there in Jacksonville about the guy that you do want to have. You mentioned Najee Harris, though.
On FanDuel.
Even on DK.
Yeah, he's not bad on DK either.
He's 6.3 on DK. Man. Okay. Obviously, we know about Derrick Henry being the GPP guy. I'm not going to spend too much capital, Swolecast capital on him because people should know by now. But on the opposite side, also Chase Edmonds, he's another guy that has been just poo-pooed this.
He's like the 90th best season running back play on the slate. Like, he's fine, but like,
is he though? Know. In the highest projected team total, people like downplay him because of the touchdown equity, right? Like that he's not going to score touchdowns.
I guess that's kind of a big thing. Yeah.
Yeah. He's 4,600. So I guess like I've certainly made worse plays on DraftKings.com than $4,600 Chase Edmonds before. But like, I'm not, at least this late, I just don't have the brain capacity to do MME. So I'm just doing single entry and three max. And like, I don't think I'm going to find myself clicking Chase Edmonds on any teams.
Well, who would you play then? Like a sub 5K running back?
I don't think that that's like the optimal build.
Davis, we're not talking about what the optimal is. The question is, who would you play? Like, you can't answer the question with that's not optimal. My question is, who would you play if under 5K?
I simply would not. I'd look at it and I just wouldn't do it. Like, I don't think that, because I think the mid-range.
We just talked about a viable strategy is cheap running backs and going expensive at wide receiver.
Yeah, but there are better ones. You don't have to
go cheap, though.
Yeah, like Damian Harris can score two touchdowns. Mike Davis is a good play. Raheem Mostert's a very good play. Chris Carson is a better play. Joe Mixon is 6,200. Even Miles Gaskin. Like,
Kitchen, I'll play along.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
If I had to go really cheap, Javonte Williams at 4,000. Yeah. The team keeps saying they're ready to use him in any situation. It doesn't seem like it's like, oh, we got to get him up to speed. It's not a Michael Carter situation. It seems like it's full systems go for Javonte. He could be interesting.
Thank you. Tuttle?
And then Trey Sermon. Trey Sermon and
Sermon is at least a little interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can't wait till we get revenge game Carlos Hyde breaking the slate at 4K.
By the way, I don't know how I hadn't done this before.
Yep.
But
yes.
Dude, DraftKings, you can just play Jalen Hurts, Dalvin Cook, Christian McCaffrey, Callaway, Marvin Jones, Rondell Moore, Kyle Pitts, Alvin Kamara, and a 2K defense. And that fits perfectly.
Sounds like cash game lineup.
That is sounds like a 1v1 versus all your head-to-heads.
Yeah, yeah, throw that in your $1 head-to-head.
You're playing your defense. Let me tell you,
I don't know if I want to do that. I think I would rather play one better wide receiver and like Aaron Jones over Dalvin. Maybe I won't end up there, but that's how I feel right now.
Fading Dalvin. I feel like fading Dalvin in cash games is going to be risky.
What, Dave, when's the last time you played a head-to-head cash game on draft?
Last year, I played plenty of head-to-head games. Like, every week, I play head-to-head games. Like, I'm not on the Holka train as far as, like, head-to-heads, it's not
like,
plus EV.
Like Tuttle.
Like, I love head-to-head games because, like, it's like you're going up against another person. Like, there is that.
Oh, that's what head-to-head means.
Okay. Yeah, that's that mono or womano.
I guess I don't get the Dalvin Cook on DraftKings because just pay the 400 to get up to McCaffrey and guarantee all the pass catches.
Well, you're playing all three.
All three. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Because like, here's the thing, you downgrade one and you're kind of in no man's land. That receiver is the problem. You can't get up to.
For example, if you played Aaron Jones with that 2K defense or whatever, you could play T at wide receiver instead of Rondale, which I don't think is bad.
Yeah, I think.
Aren't you worried about like AJ Dillon cutting into some of Jones's? Like, the thing with these other alpha running backs is you're not worried about anybody stealing touches.
That's not
from
bad,
them.
But I think it's suboptimal.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. Like,
this is the first look yet. Davis, you have the ability to change your opinion based on everybody else's opinions by the end of the week.
I will say not liking Dalvin Cook would be like a true defenses doesn't matter take for sure with how bad Cincinnati is against the run and has.
Oh, been. I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying that I don't know if I want to have three wide receivers who have a possibility of combining for 11.5 DraftKings points.
Yeah.
Rondell's going to have that by himself.
I would get more intrigued to fade or turn Dalvin into like Davante Adams and then use that money elsewhere.
I mean, if you really want to get gross, every site has Mike Davis as a value on DraftKings because this would be the week where Gallman's been with the team, 4 days or whatever. They just cut Allison. So like, this would be the game where Mike Davis probably projects to have it. Like I gave Gallman, I think 20% of the carries. I gave CPAT 10%. I gave both of them like a relatively healthy market shares. And just because of the pace of that game and the Eagles defense and everything, Mike Davis is still in optimals.
Save it for the Leone show. We got to move on to wide receivers.
Davis is a fine player for sure.
Okay. Wide receivers. Give me some of your hot takes, Peter.
Hot takes at wide receiver. I mean, I mentioned it earlier. I kind of like living for tournaments in that mid to high end range. Mentioned AJ Brown, mentioned Metcalf. You could toss in Justin Jefferson, McLaurin, I think, especially with Curtis Samuel likely not playing, Lockett, like that entire range, I think of like 6,500 to 8K wide receivers. All those guys have the ceiling to be the top scoring wide receiver on the slate.
Hey, Peter.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about the Colts defense and what they like to play defensively?
Yeah, they love the cover two. They keep everything underneath. You can't play DK Metcalf. I think Lockett's just going to feast underneath.
Lockett's in a smash spot, according to a lot of people.
Is that the narrative?
Yeah.
Yeah. Second most yards against
season. Mr. Tuttle 05. The Colts love to play zone defense, which plays into Tyler Lockett's strengths as a low A dot high volume receiver. I get the pop up in lineup HQ here.
Yeah, shout out to I think it was Hayden Winks on Twitter who posted the stat. I think he started the Lockett cover two moment.
I think he might have as well because I was listening to Ian and Dwayne on the PFF pod on the they were doing a game breakdown and they were saying the same thing.
For what it's worth though, Metcalf will be running a much different route tree this year, so obviously he's a great play too.
All right, you got another guy. We're just going to give away some free stuff on lineup HQ, basically. Michael Pittman, Tuttle. You pegged him as a value play.
Yeah. I think I said before, I like that game in general as a potential shootout game. I will say if Pittman catches steam, I don't think there's much separating him from Paris Campbell. Like I think the projections will like Pittman and
both look like good plays,
but I'm sure they'll have, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is I think they're pretty equal plays in my mind, but projection systems are almost definitely going to have Pittman for a significantly higher score or higher projection.
I have Pittman,
like,
for
so if Pittman catches steam, just throw some Paris Campbell items out there too, for sure.
Okay, Davis, some hot take wide receivers that you have?
I mean, I think that Terrace Marshall deserves to be in that group of 3K wide receivers that we're talking about for tournaments. You know, obviously prefer the other guys for cash games. LaVisca as leverage on – and LaVisca and Shark as leverage on these Marvin Jones teams. I probably am going to be making an effort in my single entry and 3 max teams to play Tyreek, AJ Brown, Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs, because I think that with all that ownership going to CMC, Alvin Kamara and Dalvin Cook, that, like, I mean, there's like a world where we flip the cards over and Diggs is like 7% owned or something on DK, which is insane.
There's so many options, so many players in good spots on DK. Even looking at like sub 5K guys, like in that range, I think we mentioned it. It, like, I'm not sure, even with the preseason hype, but Corey Davis is going to be getting so many pass attempts thrown his way.
Dave's still pumping his old Titans back.
No, it's not.
I'm in the camp of Elijah Moore wasn't playing in those games.
Yeah,
yeah.
So the targets.
So it's a good take.
But
Jerry Jeudy is super, super cheap on FanDuel. I hate that game in general, but Judy's only 5,500.
I mean, for what his skill set is, he's priced well on DK, I think. Like, I think you could get away with some 2% Jerry Jeudy. I mean, Jerry Jeudy might be like rookie year Will Fuller, where we like laugh at the fact that he was 4,700. Like, Fuller went through that stretch where it was just like you had to play him every game.
Yeah, sub 6K. All right. Speaking of FanDuel, let's build a lineup there real quick. Davis, so you are going to play there this week is what you are saying.
I will be playing in contests on FanDuel.com this week.
So people can send you their head-to-heads?
No.
Can you even do head-to-head invites on there anymore?
It's been a while. I don't know.
Someone said that I haven't played any head-to-heads, but they said there's a limiter now. Like, you can't post over X amount of head-to-heads. Can you block people? Because that'd be awesome, too, while we're at it.
Yeah, lots of people are staking out Kitchens games, obviously.
Wait for him to post those $10 head-to-heads.
Oh, man. I remember, like, back in the day, you post, like, one of each. And then you would notice like Empire taking every single one, and you would just post another one, and they would take every single, he was taking everybody's game.
Yeah, like, good luck getting college football games off in 2014.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was Sahil too doing that. All right. Let's build a lineup real quick. 7-8 million, you mentioned it. Title 1 million to first, 3.5 million. These are rare for FanDuel to go for 3.5 mil.
They got 1 mil to first tomorrow too.
Okay. So Peter, you start this out.
All right. I mentioned him a second ago. Let's go with McLaurin here at a very nice 6,900.
Nice.
All right. Davis.
Let's go on this team, since we went with Joe Burrow on the other one. Let's go Josh Allen on this one.
Oh, original. Okay, got chalky quarterback. All right, Tuttle, who do you like?
We talked about him. I'll go Jeudy with the cheap price tag.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Steph Diggs. Just think, pairing him with Josh Allen seems optimal.
He could, is this a tournament or is this cash?
I mean, either, really. Diggs might lead the league in receiving yards. They're going to pass so much. All right. Who's up? Peter, you're up.
Yeah, because I don't have enough of this guy in best ball. That's what DFS is for. Let's do some Najee Harris.
Oh, he's kind of, what was that term? Bring?
Did I say best ball?
Bring.
Oh,
bring,
he is. Yeah, he is. Nick had mentioned bring in the chat. I do need to research that. Bubba?
Guys.
BB?
Guys, leave Nick alone. Nick is trying to help us out, and you guys are just putting him down.
No, we were not putting him down. We were saying that his concept was really intelligent.
It was excellent, yes.
Okay, all right. Davis?
Let's go with, who is the cheapest Steelers wide receiver of the three? Let's go. Oh, my gosh.
We already have Claypool, a running back.
Claypool, bring back, buddy. $6,000 Chase Claypool on FanDuel.com. They might have got me back. I might have to deposit. They
is this a cash game super stack game stack?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
And you know, stacking on FanDuel is better because of the bonuses and how that affects the correlation matrices.
All right. There might be new people listening to the show, and I feel like I just need to take a brief time out and just say, don't take anything Davis says seriously.
Yeah, probably lots of people are just like really looking forward to their week one early look show, you know?
That nobody else is doing.
No one else is doing it.
We were the first ones to do it.
Yeah. Don't let them take it away from show. You, bud.
All right. We've got, if you go with the cheap defense, you got like almost 8K per player, Tuttle. Who do you want? Running back or tight end?
Kelce.
I've heard all it. Right.
Aren't you worried?
Oh, we could do the thing where, oh no. It's going to go with the Chubb. The Chubb.
Ooh, mini correlation.
Yeah, you can't. We're $1,000 short. It's actually.
I wonder if it's like part of like a partnership with FanDuel, if they would just like find us the extra $1,000 for this lineup.
Dude, that would be a great promotion. The Swolecast submits a single lineup where we get an extra $500 in salary. And then anyone who beats us gets like a prize. That'd be very fun.
That is fun. There's probably some t-shirts that Dave would be responsible for sending out.
If you go, no, Dave, we got new assistants.
So if you go James,
if you
Robinson,
go Titans, I was going to say over. Titans, you could go Eckler and have the Eckler-McLaurin pairing. But you go Tuttle.
It works too. I was just going to say, if you could avoid the Claypool and Najee Harris on the same team, you could do James Robinson over one of the two.
That would be optimal. Claypool, not optimal.
Full disclosure, I am tossing this lineup in the $3.5 million Sunday million to first on FanDuel.com. Please don't dupe me, bros.
I just put it in the $25 sweep. And so please don't dupe me, bro.
Oh, rich.
Wow, this guy withdraws $60,000 out to buy a house.
Hey, he just bought a house. Bought a house with his. Now he's looking for Lambo after this season.
Win goon. One eighth floor.
Don't mean Josh. Yeah, you paid. You paid like, let's see.
Don't do this, like,
and you're not going to deposit into FanDuel? Come on,
it's like a
bro.
-$3,300 transaction or something.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Come on.
Hey, Bales, if you're watching, let's get back to the pump, buddy.
Yeah, all Bales, right? Bales, buddy. The goons of Ballatrun, buddy.
All right. We got to go here in a couple minutes. So real quick, tight end, Pitts, and who else, Peter?
So I'm probably punting it off if I'm not doing Pitts. I don't know. I'm kind of intrigued with a Stoneman, Tyler Croft, which I realize is very gross. We mentioned that cover too. Why not a little Gerald Everett at 3,400 as well? We like that entire Seattle passing game. I think tossing him in with one of Lockett or Metcalf would make a decent amount of sense.
Davis?
I mean, yeah, Pitts is obvious. Ertz is probably the guy that I'm interested in. Just give me the boring, you know, 6 receptions, 70 yards or whatever. And then I'm a little intrigued by Tyler Conklin, honestly, at minimum salary.
That's you're going to say Croft.
Not a Croft boy.
Croft and Conklin are like the Spider-Man meme, like for the cheap tight ends you want to talk yourself into.
2.5K. All right. We didn't even talk about, I'm seeing now Caden Smith, and it reminded me to talk about Kadarius Toney, but we didn't talk about him, which leads me to Tuttle's terrible take. Tuttle, give us your terrible take. Week one, people have been waiting the whole season for Tuttle's terrible take, knowing how much time you've spent.
Yeah, I probably should have thought of a terrible take, huh?
You had all
Trevor Lawrence throws for 300 plus yards and 4+ touchdowns.
Okay. who's the wide receiver though you want to own?
DJ Shark.
Okay, phew.
Oh, okay. I love it. All right.
I love it.
No MJJ, no LaVisca. All right.
We can't have chalk Marvin Jones explosion week one. No. Like, that just sounds brutal.
Yeah, save that for week 17. Chalk.
week 18. Peter, who you got? Or closing thoughts?
I'm doing terrible takes.
No. Closing thoughts, because we got to go.
My take is, you know, have fun out there. We've had a long off seasons, lots of distractions, lots of moon cats, you know, crypto projects. The Swolecast, I feel like, was canceled and brought back about three different times over the course of the off season. So just savor it while we're here, guys, because the plug could literally get pulled at any minute.
Davis, closing thoughts?
Win goon.
All right.
Now, closing thoughts is, it feels gross, but we're going to have to play some Mike Davis.
Ew. Yeah, man, you've been pumping Mike Davis.
You gotta learn the biggest thing for me is having to play guys in DFS who I hated for the last 4 months.
All right, Peter, have fun in Vegas. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Special shout out to producer Steve, producer Devin for getting us going, dealing with us, and of course to BetMGM, promo code Grinders. That's what you want to use, and make sure you bet the house on Davis's pick of who's your pick, Davis?
Jacksonville Jaguars to cover against the Houston Texans.
It fits in right with the Tuttle's terrible take. So that will do it on the Swolecast. We'll see you next week. Week two here on rotogrinders.com.